English training.
Question 1. Dorothy, what would you like for breakfast this morning? Cornflakes or fried eggs?
Cornflakes are just fine this morning, Mum. Well, I also like fried eggs, but I've had them too often lately, so I won't have them today.
And what would you like to drink? Tea or orange juice?
Neither of those, Mum. It's way too hot outside for tea. I usually have orange juice in the morning, but today I'd really prefer a glass of cold milk.
Question 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, ticket inspection. Please show me your train tickets. Your tickets, please.
I'm terribly sorry, Inspector, but I can't find my ticket anywhere. I must have lost it.
I'm sorry, lady, but I've heard that excuse a little too often. As you haven't got a ticket, you will have to pay a fine of £40.
What? £40? But the ticket only costs £5. I think that the fine is way too high.
The fine used to be £35, but last month it was raised by £5. I'm afraid I cannot do anything about that. Would you please give me the money now?
Question 3.
Hi, Susan. This is Ben speaking. I'm calling you about our team meeting tomorrow morning. I can't remember what time it is supposed to begin, and I didn't find an entry in my electronic calendar about it either.
Hi, Ben. Well, originally the meeting was scheduled for 9:30, but I've just had a chat with Linda. She told me that there's been a change of plans. The meeting will now begin at 9 o'clock sharp.
Oh, that's too bad, because I won't be able to be on time then. Please tell the others that I will be about 20 minutes late.
Question 4.
Peter, we still need to talk about where and how we are going to spend our holidays this summer.
Well, Emily, we've had similar discussions in the last few years. Last year I agreed to go to Spain with you because you wanted to relax on the beach.
Yes, that's true. How about doing a city trip this year? I'd love to go to Paris because I've never been there.
I was in Paris when I was a student. It's a nice city, but I would really prefer to go hiking in the mountains this year.
Oh no, Peter, not again. We went hiking in Austria 2 years ago because you wanted to.
Fair enough, Emily. I think we should make a compromise. Let's do the city trip this summer.
Question 5.
Mom, I need to get in touch with Dad as quickly as possible. I've already called him on his mobile several times, but he wouldn't answer the phone. Do you think I should call him again to leave a voicemail message?
No, I wouldn't do that. Dad may be in a meeting, which means he cannot answer the phone. And you know that it usually takes some time before he checks his voicemail. How about sending him a text message?
That might be a good idea. He usually responds to text messages fairly quickly.
Another thing you could do is to send him an email.
I don't think that that is a good idea. Dad receives so many emails every day, and normally he does not start checking them until late in the afternoon.
Then to me, it seems clear enough what is the quickest way to contact him.